Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe in evil in the world? I think you'll say yes, that's fair, evil. But do you believe in demons? Because that's something that's entrenched in most faiths, right? Do you believe in demons? Demon possession, for example. And do you believe that they can affect your everyday life, infect our world, our nation? Well, I have with us a very special guest and author with the Catholic University of America, author of the book Diary of an American Exorcist, Monsignor Stephen Rossetti. Thank you for joining The Dawn Show.
My pleasure, Dawn. Great to be with you.
Oh, it's great to be with you. So can you tell me, first of all, because I understand that I know that you're a licensed psychologist and counselor as well, but first of all, how many exorcisms you've actually performed?
Well, I've been doing this ministry for about 14 years. We have a team of people. We do about 20 sessions a week. So, well, we don't count them, you know, but there's been a lot. I mean, and most exorcists around the country say their caseloads are rising in the last probably 10 years. So we have more demand than we can fulfill.
And I think a lot of people think it's something from back in the day that, oh, that was something that was, and I don't know that people believe that it's something that's happening nowadays. I do have relatives who, when they bought a home, they would have a priest come to the house to, you know, get out the evil spirits because they thought something, I mean, is that real to you or not really?
Well, I do understand that people today in our scientific age say, well, that's something old. We don't believe in that anymore. But if you follow us around for a couple of days, you're going to change your mind. For example, I mean, there was a house not too long ago that the previous owner was sadly a child molester and also involved in the occult. New family moves in. And literally, all hell breaks loose. I mean, things are flying off the walls. The temperature is dropping. They hear all these noises, banging, crashing. They start getting choked. The dog goes nuts. I mean, the whole thing. You know, so the priest goes in. We had a priest go in and bless the house. Took two times and then completely stopped. And that couple who were non-believers are now in the front pews of their church. So they found out the hard way that demons can be real.
Yeah, that would, I guess that would scare you straight if you had that kind of a situation. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for example, they were so frightened, the father told me they're all sleeping in the same bed at night. I mean, that's how bad it was.
And we are with author and Monsignor Stephen Rossetti, whose book is Diary of an American Exorcist. The number to call here on The Dawn Show live, 855-839-1210. So can you tell me, though, the reason I think that this caught, you know, our eye was that Monsignor, there was a story that you felt even social media or modern day devices could be, quote unquote, infected with evil or demons. Can you explain that?
Well, in most cases, Satan and his demons tempt us. But there are some cases, especially in case of full possession, where demons actually start affecting the material world. They'll materialize objects, so things will fly off walls, and they'll affect electronic devices, you know, TVs, phones, that sort of thing. For example, I mean, sometimes when a possessed person tries to call me and get through, the demons don't like that. And so my phone will work fine before and after, but then we just can't get through it. They call and the phone drops. They call, the phone drops. We do it about 10 times. Finally, I said, we have this prayer in our app. We have an app called Catholic Exorcism. And in that prayer, we said this prayer for technology, and then the phone call went through fine. So sometimes we get texts from demons in these really rough cases, snarky, you know, gloating texts. They will communicate with us, but each time we respond with a prayer, in Jesus' name, we command you to close your mouth.
Yes. I'm just going to say for the record, I believe in all this stuff. My husband, Larry, mm-hmm. is listening, and he's saying, oh, my goodness, you know, she has a Monsignor and a famous author.
Yeah.
But yeah. I will tell you that in our home, because we were told, our home, we've lived there 21, we've been married 21 years, so we've lived in the same house in the Chestnut Hill section of Philadelphia. And so from the beginning, I said to my husband, you know, I feel this, and we've had situations where I felt a presence of something. And so mm-hmm. my husband said, oh, honey, please, just stop, Dawn. Then one night he was awakened and he went downstairs and there was a candle that I had left on, and it was near something that was paper. And he could not explain what awakened him, because usually he's a very heavy sleeper. And so he said to me after that, he said, all right, I'm not going to argue with anymore, because I cannot explain. So I actually believe in that, you know, sometimes in the spiritual world, there's a positive, there's a negative, that there are good spirits too. I don't know if you believe that as well, but.
Oh, well, guardian angels. I mean, how do you wake up and get sent downstairs? Maybe his guardian angel nudged him. I mean, the scriptures are clear about that. We have angels. They're messengers, God's helpers to help us. So God wants to help us. But as you suggest, I mean, there are times when things do happen in houses and you get your house blessed. And then when you do bad things in the house, you start doing, for example, a few months ago, there was this house, it was a shootout, it was a drug place, and they were sadly molesting people. And so when the new owners came in, I mean, the whole house was infested. There are all sorts of stuff going on, shadow figures walking up and down, lights going off and on, Alexa turning off and on, crazy. So they had a priest come in and exorcise the house. So if you do bad things in your house, you're inviting demons in. And so bless it. We use holy water, crucifixes, holy statues, holy things to make the house inhospitable for demons.
When you watch the news, I'm just wondering nowadays, with all the evil in the world that's happening, and you know, you hear these horrible reports in Afghanistan of what's happening, especially to little girls and women. And then we see the goodness of, for example, soldiers going over there in planes funded by nonprofit groups and trying to rescue people. And really, it is a battle between, in my opinion, good and evil. Is that how you see with the regard to the news? I mean, you don't see it as the news. It sounds like you see good and you see evil.
Yes, and of course we can't ascribe all the evil in the world to Satan, because human beings choose to do bad things. But you can be sure Satan and his demons are nudging him and encouraging them to do bad things. So, I mean, I think the Middle East is a huge battleground between good and evil. And I think that, for example, that Satan wants to control the Middle East because that's where Jesus was born and lived, and he's sticking it in his eye, you know. So I think that's a huge battleground. I mean, while we are responsible for our own choices, there is certainly a spiritual battle going on.
What would you, to people who are cynical right now, and they're hearing this on the Dawn Show and 855-839-1210, you know, what would you say to people, I mean, especially as to why you even wrote your book, because you're trying to teach people about spiritual energy and faith and all of that, but, you know, I'm sure you've taken some ridicule as well.
Well, it's interesting. I even take some comments from my brother priest. You'd be surprised how many priests actually don't believe in this sort of spiritual evil and Satan, all that kind of stuff. For example, the famous story about Father Gabriel Morath, he was a well-known exorcist of Rome, and he was talking to a Vatican cardinal, and the cardinal says, "I don't believe in all that demon stuff." And the Father of Morath says, "Well, Your Eminence, I've got a book that you need to read." He says, "Which book is that?" He said, "The Bible." Start with the experience of Jesus. I mean, if you're a Christian, Jesus did a lot of exorcisms, and then he gave his disciples and followers the power to cast out demons in his name, which is what we do. We cast them out in Jesus' name. So, frankly, if you're people of the book and the Bible and you're a Christian, this is part of our faith. But as you mentioned in the very beginning introduction, that just about every faith that I know has some belief in evil spirits and an exorcism ritual.
Well, Monsignor Stephen Rossetti, I want to thank you so much. And I completely agree with you that, in fact, you know, we have to, and I always talk about even in the media, we need transparency because we're talking about the light and transparency, whether it's in government or life, truth, it's so important. And those who cover it up are not, you know, they're not good for sure.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, certainly Jesus is the light, and the demons operate behind the scenes in the darkness.
Well,
so to expose the evil.
Well, Monsignor Stephen Rossetti, also author of Diary of an American Exorcist, we want to thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.